play. Where's the smoke coming from,
Wing
Coach?
Right.
See a lot of smoke down there in that side of the field. Back to pass. Balistrini looking on the slant to Lyles. Too tall for Darrell Lyles. Incomplete. You see all that smoke wafting over there at about the 10-yard line?
Yeah, maybe. I think maybe Southern's burning up over there. It's so hot.
Either that or somebody's got a campfire over there. Braves are looking to punt here on fourth down and 7 from the 28-yard line. It just, look, and it kind of lingers there and swirls in the wind.
I think somebody's got a wood fire going somewhere in the neighborhood.
That might be.
It's hanging there.
Fleming back deep to return at his own 45-yard line. Gittens punting it away from his own 15. This will be his 7th punt of the ball game. Good snap. Got it away. Got a good one away. Nice high kick. Fleming will let it hit at about the 14. Or, excuse me, about the 40. It will roll to the 35-yard line. It'll be down right there at the 35-yard line.
He has definitely been instructed not to even attempt to return it.
No, he is not to return the ball. You are absolutely correct. You are absolutely correct. Because he had some, he didn't even try and fair catch that one either. That's what I was surprised about, because he had room to fair catch it for sure. Don't forget, coming up next week, the Braves will be on the road. Actually, on the road the next 2 weeks. Week 9 at Shamokin and Kemp Memorial Stadium. Week 10 on the road at Milton. We'll have both games for you here on WKOK and, of course, online as well.
Okay, wing left.
Zachman's still in the game. We'll see how much, if he starts the second half. And off to the left side, now right up the middle, running down the straight sidelines. Down is Gavin Garcia. He's down inside the 30, inside the 20, and caught from behind before he could go the distance to the 15-yard line. I think making that tackle was Braden Long.
That was a nice play. He didn't quit on the play. He finally drove him out of bounds. Good effort.
Long getting his first start of the season tonight. Remember, Shikalimi was out six starters for tonight's game. Ball down to the 16-yard line. Clock winding under 2 minutes before the Service Electric halftime report. And lots of yards now for Gavin Garcia. Zachman now under center once again. Backs are split behind him. And this one is going to go to Rhode Armel to the near side. And really nice job of making a great move and a spin move to get off the defender by Braden Adee. And he will make the tackle. And Adee making his first start tonight, Coach.
He beat the halfback trying to block him. It's kind of an isolation play and give the ball to Rhode Armel, the fullback. It's not a wing tee play. But he beat the block, just as you said, and stuffed it for no gain.
Second down and 10 from the 16-yard line. As the clock continues to wind now toward the Service Electric halftime report.
Okay, we got a wing left.
Zachman under center, backs are split. Braves coming right up the middle with the pressure, and Rhode Armel gets the end zone right in, 16 yards out, virtually untouched. The Braves sold out. They looked for it to go to Garcia. It went to the fullback instead, and Rhode Armel picks up his third rushing touchdown of the season, a 16-yarder.
Just a guard trap, the oldest football play in the book. We're right up the middle.
So with 55 seconds remaining in the half, it is 54-0, and the extra point makes it 55-0 in favor of Southern Columbia. 16 yards on the TD. That one capping a drive of just a little over a minute and a half that went 65 yards for the touchdown. And with 55.7 to go, remember, Shikalimi will be kicking off to start the second half. And the Braves trying to find something positive to go into the halftime locker room with and maybe get something going.
They're missing a player. Yeah, they still should have.
We'll get you some
film. They're still missing one.
Well, here's the kickoff.
There he comes on now, 14.
And Herring will drop it at the 12, pick it back up at the 15 to the 20, running east and west, and you can't do that against this Southern Columbia team. They are just too darn fast, Coach.
Yeah, that was a perfect example of it there.
Cal Holliday with the tackle with 48 seconds remaining here in the first half. And I believe some of the stands are starting to clear out here at halftime, and they may look for the warmthness of the cars.
The only thing hot here tonight, Kevin, is the Southern Columbia football team.
Well, they are well on their way to winning yet another in their regular season string.
Okay, we got wing left for the Braves.
And under center now is Balestrini, and now a timeout by Shikalamia. And again, missing a player is correct. Looked like that's what Herring was trying to signal, that he was missing somebody beside him. And then they finally got the realized who was missing in that formation. But at the Service Electric Halftime Report, we'll give you scores from around the region, run a couple of highlights from this game, and try and give you a highlight or two from Selins Grove Central Mountain, and give you an update on that Jersey Shore Lewisburg game. And that is a battle. You know, that game could decide the Heartland Conference, Coach.
Yes, it could. I think they've called the dogs off.
Well, Southern still, they have some younger players in the game. I see Jake Davis in the game as sophomore. But again, like you said, at 55-0 in the first half, you still want to keep your starters in there for the rest of the half, but I don't think we'll see them in the second half. Braves, on the other hand, they really don't have too many reserve players to play, so we may see them. Here's the handoff right side Herring, and Herring runs into a wall, and that wall is Lear Quinton. How many times have we called his name already in the first half, Coach?
Quite a few.
No gain.
Not that big.
Well, you know what? You look at this team, and there's a lot of young players in this starting lineup.
He's only a junior.
A lot of juniors, a couple of sophomores in this starting lineup as well for Southern Columbia. This defense has just been really, really good. A lot of juniors on this defense.
Wing left.
Play clock is off, down to 12 seconds in the half. Balestrini will now hand it off right side of Herring, and there is absolutely zero running room in there.
It's supposed to be the belly play, and it gets stuffed.
And that is it for the first half of play. It has been Southern, Southern, and more Southern at the half. Southern Columbia 55, Shikalimi nothing. Service Electric Halftime Report is next on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have 99% approval. That's right, 99% approval. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, 800 Market Street, Sunbury. Check us out on Facebook or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
If the last time you had a fun event with your friends and family was Uncle Bob tells you about his vacation for the third time in a row, then you miss the great times that are found at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub. Everyone from moms and dads right down to all the kids always enjoy Garfield's food, plus ice-cold drinks including Pepsi. Enjoy light fare and appetizers, tasty entrees, desserts, and a whole bunch more. Catering is available, too, for your next holiday or party. It's always great times, great tastes at Garfield's Restaurant and Pub at the Susquehanna Valley Mall. Online at garfields.net.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team sports medicine specialists and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
This is the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report, a recap of the first half of the game and a look at scores from across the region. Now, from the stadium, here's Kevin Herr and the coach, Dick Hort.
Well, it's no surprise to anybody that Southern Columbia is one of the best Southern Columbia teams maybe in history. Well, tonight, they are really taking advantage of every opportunity they've had, and they lead Shikellamy here on senior night 55-0 here at the half. Before we get to a recap of the first half, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
It's sports talk where your voice counts. The Steve Jones Show, weekdays from 3 to 5 on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online at WKOK.com.
Well, as promised, it has been a lot of Southern Columbia highlights, but Shikellamy has really not been able to get things going at all. They started off with the football and punted the ball from their own 10-yard line. What looked like it was going to end up going out of bounds, it ended up Noah Wrights touches the ball before it goes out of bounds on the opening kickoff. Braves get the ball at the 10-yard line and went three and out. But ended up giving an ultra-short field to Southern Columbia. And Gage Garcia, where this drive starts at the 10-yard line for Southern, Gage Garcia opens up the scoring with a 10-yard touchdown run. And with 10:18 to go, it was already 6-0 as the extra point was no good. Braves then with another three and out, punt the ball away. And this punt almost literally went 0 yards as it just went straight sideways on Gittins. And again, a short field at the Shikellamy 28-yard line gives Southern Columbia another opportunity. And this time it was a connection from Zachman to Fleming, and Fleming picks up his 10th touchdown reception of the season with 8:44 to go in the second quarter at 15-yard touchdown pass, makes it 13-0. Shikellamy with another three and out, and then Southern Columbia finally has to start a drive on their side of the field at the Shikellamy, at their own 36-yard line, but then they drive it all the way down, marching it 64 yards, and Gavin Garcia with a 4-yard touchdown then makes it 20-0 in favor of Southern Columbia. Braves not able to get anything going again and ends up seeing Lynn fire off a pick six from 16 yards out. Lynn steps in front of what looked to be a screen, races it into the end zone with 4:19 to go, and that made the score 27-0. Big time plays yet again as the Braves were not able to get the ball moving downfield. Punt the ball away to the Southern Columbia 34-yard line. And the second quarter started with Fleming grabbing his second touchdown pass of the season, of the game, a 25-yard touchdown reception with 2:22 to go in the first quarter play. And yet again, Southern Columbia adds more points on the board. We're not even out of the first quarter yet, and it's 34-0. Again, Shikellamy not able to do anything, ends the quarter with a punt. And then at the 34-yard line with 11:03 to go in the half, Southern Columbia starts another drive. This one becomes a 66-yard drive, and it was capped off by a big run play with just 8:59 remaining in the second quarter. Gavin Garcia this time that races it in. Braves selling out on the run, and the handoff goes to the left side to Gavin Garcia, and Garcia's off to the races. Down the sidelines to the 40, outrunning everybody, the 10-5 touchdown. Southern Columbia, this time it was Gavin Garcia, 48 yards for the touchdown. And again, Southern Columbia put the extra point in, made it 41-0. Their next possession started at the Shikellamy 45-yard line, and it took only 2 minutes for Gage Garcia to race it in from 29 yards out, making it 48-0. And with just 55 seconds remaining in the first half of play, Rhode Armel, the fullback this time, gets his third touchdown of the season. And that one, a 16-yard touchdown run. The extra point made it 55 to nothing. Southern Columbia has dominated every part of this game. And you'll see it when we talk about the stats here in just a moment. When we return on the Service Electric Halftime Report, we're going to give you highlights from Sealands Grove Central Mountain and run down the rest of the list here on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online to the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Stream on with Service Electric Cablevision high-speed internet free for 2 months. Enjoy faster speeds for smooth streaming and downloading on all of your devices. Choose the speed that's right for you. Plus, you'll get free installation and 2 free months all-in-one wireless cable modem and router when you sign up. SCCV high-speed internet free for 2 months. Visit sccv.com/speed. That's sccv.com/speed. Offer ends October 26th.
Blaze Alexander Ford is your premier Ford dealership on Route 45 in Lewisburg. Blaze Alexander Ford prides itself in offering the lowest price guaranteed on any new or used vehicle we have in stock. We currently have over $15 million of new and used inventory and over 500 vehicles to choose from. At Blaze Alexander Ford, you're always going to get the most for your trade-in and be treated the way you want to be treated after the sale. BlazeAlexanderFord.com. It's worth the drive to Route 45.
Hi, I'm Tracy Subsick.
And I'm John Subsick, owners of Carpet Man in Milton.
After battling breast cancer a few years ago and making a full recovery, our family wanted to help other women fighting the same fight.
So this October, our family business again will donate a portion of each sale to the Thyra M. Humphreys Center for Breast Health.
They'll cover the cost of mammograms for those who can't afford them.
Your visit to Carpet Man in Milton this October will make a difference.
We hope to see you in our family store soon.
Thanks for your support.
For almost a half century, Central Pennsylvania has turned to Glick's in Sealands Grove for the best quality in garage doors, fireplaces, stoves, and awnings. With the area's most experienced installers, you know you'll be getting superior service and premium products from Glick's. It's the family name you've come to trust for nearly 50 years. Glick's on Route 15 North, Sealands Grove. And remember, we're always open on Facebook and Glick's.com.
Welcome back to Senior Night here at Chickalamy Stadium. Not the senior night anybody really wanted. You knew that Southern Columbia was coming in on a roll, and they were coming in with a solid football team, but at the half, it is 55 to nothing in favor of Southern Columbia. Some other games around the region here on the Service Electric Halftime Report. Sealands Grove and Central Mountain in the second quarter of play. Central Mountain did get on the board, but Sealands Grove got a big-time run from Nate Schoen.
Bash's going to give it to Schoen. Bounces off tackle, spins at the 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, shakes off another defender to 5, spins into the end zone, touchdown, Sealands Grove Seals.
Nate Schoen using Joe Kahn's move there, nice spin move, power running, and he is a big boy, but he's got a lot of speed. Nate Schoen in the end zone for Sealands Grove, second touchdown of the night.
Not a bad wrestler either, as a matter of fact. Nate Schoen with a 40-yard touchdown run. Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brand on Eagle 107, your home for Sealands Grove Seals football. They have the call there for you. And right now, Sealands Grove leads in the second quarter by a score of 20-6 over Central Mountain. At the half, Jersey Shore has come back now to tie Lewisburg 10-all. Bloomsburg leads Hughesville 14-6 in the second. Muncie shutting out CMVT 15-0 in the second. At the half, it is Danville 26 and Shamokin 7. Central Columbia leading Warrior Run 28-0 at the half. Midwest now has come from behind, and they now lead Athens at the half 13-10 out at Midwest. Milton leading Loyal Sox 7-0 at the half. Troy 17, Montgomery 14 in the second. Mount Carmel 35, South Williamsport 7 in the second. Montoursville 20, Mifflinburg 7 in the second. Tri-Valley 13, Newport 8 in the second. At halftime, it is Pine Grove and Line Mountains tied at 8. Upper Nauphin 28, Williams Valley 12 in the second. Berwick 24, Crestwood nothing that game in the second. And at the half, Juniata leads Halifax by a score of 6-0. That is a look at the scoreboard and the highlights and the recap of this first half. We'll give you the stats coming up next. And they are as one-sided as the score at the Service Electric Halftime Report. It is Southern Columbia 55, Shikellamy nothing. This is Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Stream on with Service Electric Cablevision high-speed internet free for 2 months. Enjoy faster speeds for smooth streaming and downloading on all of your devices. Choose the speed that's right for you. Plus, you'll get free installation and 2 free months all-in-one wireless cable modem and router when you sign up. SCCV high-speed internet free for 2 months. Visit sccv.com/speed. That's sccv.com/speed. Offer ends October 26th.
Murray Motors Chevrolet has everything a dealership should have, from an experienced sales department, body shop, parts, and of course full service department, with easy, convenient drive up and drop off. Murray Motors Chevrolet has a bigger selection of new Chevrolets in stock, backed by a lifetime powertrain warranty on the engine and transmission. And you always get the Murray Motors price match guarantee. Online at murraychevy.com. Murray Motors Chevrolet, still a half a mile south of Susquehanna Valley Mall, Sealands Grove.
For nearly 100 years, Purdy Insurance has been your locally owned, family-operated source for insurance products. With a staff of over 20 and partnerships with some of the industry's most trusted companies, Purdy has the experience and resources to get the job done. Whether you need personal, home, and auto, or complex business insurance solutions, Purdy will help you navigate through the process. Call today at 570-286-5855, or better yet, stop in their Sunbury office to see what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
Hiking, biking, rowing, running. The game is life, and you're the weekend warrior. You work hard and you play hard. Football, baseball, soccer, golf. To move is to live, and whatever your sport, Shamokin Dam Health Center specializes in total health to keep you in the game. Call 743-4333.
Shamokin Dam Health Center, designed with you in mind.
Welcome back to the Service Electric Halftime Report. Well, it's 55 to nothing in favor of Southern Columbia, and as you would expect, the stats kind of show that. Shikellamy with 0 for 7 throwing the ball with an interception, 17 yards on the ground, minus 4 yards rushing. Bingaman with the only positive carries of the game, 2 yards on one carry. On the other side of it, Southern Columbia is Gage Garcia, 10 carries, 114 yards, and a few touchdowns there. Also having a heck of a game already is Gavin Garcia, 6 carries, 142 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Rhode Armel, 5 carries, 38 yards, and a touchdown. Zachman, 4 of 6 for 71 yards and 2 touchdowns. Fleming catching 3 for 58 yards and a couple of touchdowns. And Gavin Garcia with a catch for 13 yards. As I said, these statistics kind of show the way the scoreboard does right now. Southern Columbia just really racking up the points and racking up the stats. Over 270 yards. Actually, I'm going to correct that. 365 total yards offense for Southern Columbia here in the first half of play. And Shikellamy with minus 4. We'll have the opening kick coming up next on WKOK.
This has been the Service Electric Cablevision Halftime Report. The second half kickoff is coming up next on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Most of us won't need to hire an attorney this week, but for a few of us, something has happened in our lives, and before we can go any further, we need to get sound legal advice. Slavinsky Law Offices can give you options. For over 40 years, they have successfully represented individuals in criminal, DUI, family law, and estate planning. They care what happens to you, and they have the experience to win the toughest cases on your behalf.
You may not need a lawyer this week or even this month, but when you do, call us at Slavinsky Law Offices, 570-374-5575, or on the web at slivlaw.com.
Saving money on your next vehicle is as easy as SMC.
Sun Mary Motor Company.
Since 1915, SMC provides total commitment to complete customer satisfaction. Sunbury Motors sells and services new Fords, Lincolns, and Hyundais in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And new Kias on the Golden Strip in Hummel's Wharf. No one beats Sunbury Motor Company's lowest price promise. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. SMC, a tradition of trust since 1915.
You know the old saying, you never know what you have till it's gone. Now think about your appliances. You expect them to be there washing your clothes, doing the dishes, but when they break down, you begin to wonder what you'll do without them. Don't panic. See APW instead. They carry all kinds of parts from small to large for every name and every type of appliance. If the part you need is not in stock, they'll gladly order it for you. Save money. Fix it yourself so your life and your appliances can keep humming along. APW located on the rear of Market Street in Sunbury. You're always covered with APW.
Mark and Troy here at Zimmerman Motors. 10 days of deals going on to October 15th. Huge discounts on in-stock vehicles for the next 10 days. We have the all-new 2019 Ram Bighorn in stock with up to $7,600 in discounts and a few other Rams with discounts over $10,000. Now, those discounts are huge. We also have 2019 Jeep Cherokee Latitude Pluses in stock with $4,500 off. Plus, we have over 75 more Jeeps. So come into Zimmerman's Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Sunbury today during the 10 days the deal event or give us a call at 988-JEEP or see all the deals at ZimmermanJeep.com.
Second half just about ready to get underway here at Shikellamy Stadium, where Southern Columbia leads Shikellamy 55-0 after a dominating first half where the Braves just have not had, they've had maybe one or two positive plays in the entire first half, and Southern Columbia will get the ball to start the second half as well. Now, well, the question is, how many of the regular starters will we see? And I see a lot of very bright white jerseys out there right now. So
yeah,
we may be seeing Coach Roth put in the second team now. And, you know, if you're Shikellamy, I don't think you can really afford to put in your second team because you really don't have that many second team players left.
I think they're having there's quite a few out there, though. Right,
I mean,
now
you have six starters that are on the sidelines tonight.
But I'm telling you, Kevin, I'm looking out there, and there are
oh,
some.
Oh, no, I'm not disagreeing.
There are quite a few Shikellamy players.
I'm just saying you don't have many guys at certain positions to go do that.
You've got some bodies over there in the sideline, and you got to use them.
No, absolutely. I just, you know, I don't know how deep you can go at some positions with all the injuries. And here's the end-over-end kick, taken at about the 20, rolling out of bounds now. And it will be out of bounds in front of Jake Davis. So Southern Columbia will take over at the 35-yard line.
Well, their first defense is going out.
Yep. And let's see who's in at quarterback and the running back position for the Tigers. As they come out to the huddle.
They're definitely a second group.
Yeah. We're trying to get a look here and see. Kerstetter in the game as well. Looks like it is going to be Ronnie Zito at quarterback.
Zito.
And it is Ronnie Zito at quarterback.
That was Harold.
Harold corrected me earlier when I asked him for the correct pronunciation, and I still messed it up. Thank you, Harold Raker, for always having my back and knowing more than I do.
Wing left.
Zito under center now. He'll play action. Nope, he's going to hand it off left side. Running over there is McCormick. And McCormick will come up with about a yard.
Definitely a difference. That is their second group, and
yes,
they ran that play. The two backs, the quarterback and the running back, bumped into one another. And actually, they picked up a yard on it. It surprises me. But you can tell right away that this is a different group, and it's a different speed.
Zito, a 5'9", 160 junior. Jaden McCormick, a 5'9", 170 sophomore.
And there's some confusion out there for Southern Columbia. They broke the huddle three times.
Coming out to the near side for Southern Columbia is going to be Ziegler.
They got a double wing.
Zito under center now will hand it off left side and rolling right on through as Mercado makes the tackle, but not before a gain of about 6 yards. Brandon Heim, a 5'11", 170 sophomore.
They run that the double wing, and they bring the wing to the split inside in on the linebacker, and they run, it's a kind of a belly play that way, and give the ball to the one remaining back, which is a fullback.
Heim, 23 carries, 8 yards a carry average, 2 touchdowns on the season.
There's no Fleming. There's no Garcia. Okay, we got a...
They going out. We'll hand it off. And a little bit of running room there, but not before Munoz will take the ball carrier down. But I think it's going to be enough for a first down. And getting up with the football on his back is Braden Heim once again. It is going to be good enough for a first down. And again, winding clock here. The only time they stop the clock is to set the chains, and then they'll wind it right away anyway, no matter what. 9 minutes, 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter, 55-0 Southern Columbia.
They're kind of running some, well, they're...
They're missing a player there.
Yeah, they better hustle.
There's a 7 on the play clock, and they will break the huddle quickly as Witkowski goes to the far side.
It.
And that is not going to get off in time, and that will draw a 5-yard penalty for delay of game. You know, I thought there was going to be a mass exodus at halftime, but there's actually a pretty good line here that is stuck around on both sides of the ball and around the outside of the fence area here of the Chickalamy Stadium.
Kevin, the Romans like to see the Lions win.
Oh, there's an analogy I wasn't expecting. Oh. Ball at the 42-yard line, first and 15.
Okay, a wing left.
And the handoff goes left side to McCormick. McCormick now to the 45, to the 50, and bounced down at the 49-yard line of Chickalamy. Knocked down there. Let's see. Is that 21 out there? Yeah, that's Brayden Long.
That was a little sweep action again, buck sweep.
Zito, the quarterback now, with second down and 7 at the 50-yard line. Clock winding with 8:35 to go in what will be a quickly moving second half. Southern taking loads of time here off the clock.
Yeah, they're running their offense very deliberately. Okay, we got to spread the wing. That's a tight wing right.
And here's the handoff. That's going to be Heim again. Heim will be met immediately. And he will be stopped by Cuddle Fane.
Let's see if they punt.
Ball at the 50-yard line, no gain. And Fane, the senior tonight on senior night. I just found out they call him Nelly.
I heard you say that earlier, and I wondered where that came from.
A couple of weeks ago, and there's a flag from the sideline.
The official over here.
And the official has a sideline warning against Southern Columbia. I was wondering if that's what it was going to be. But I did have, they kept talking about Nelly, 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 and I said, who's Nelly? He said, well, that's Fane. I said, oh, you mean Connell? He goes, is that his first name? Because he said, everybody knows him as Nelly. I said, well, there you go. So that's how that story goes. Ball at the 50-yard line.
I've been calling him Ferris Fane for the whole summer.
Okay. I mean, Connell, Nelly, makes sense. Here's the handoff coming over to the near side. Breaking a tackle there. The near side is Gedman. And Gedman will be dropped down for a loss of a couple. He actually almost broke that tackle before Mercado came up and finished him off. Now it'll be fourth down, and it could be the first punt of the ball game for Southern Columbia. Young Allen back deep to return here tonight. And punting for Southern Columbia is usually Fleming. But it looks like I can't see who that is there.
Can't get a number.
Well, looks like an 8, but after that, I love it. And the bounce is up there, and he's under pressure, and he will go to a knee. Looked like that might be Cameron Halliday doing the punting. No, it is 68. 68. That is going to be Matt Carl. And Adi will come up with the tackle. And Shikellamy will have the ball at the 41-yard line.
Far.
And that's at the southern 41-yard line.
Yeah, that's the best field position that they've had.
And then some.
Yeah, not even close.
You're in the broadcast booth, in the WNL broadcast booth here at Shikellamy Stadium. Kevin Herr, the coach, Dick Hort, WNL Subaru Northumberland, putting families in safe, reliable vehicles since 1972. Trips. And a flag coming from a long way away.
That was
the back judge,
a vicious throw.
It was. I mean, that was a 10-yard toss by the back judge. That might go down as like a shot put throw. See, we have illegal participation. Yeah, that's exactly what it is. Illegal participation on the Braves. So 5 yards coming backwards for Shikellamy. Don't forget the Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game coming up in the postgame. That could very well be the opening drive for Southern Columbia because they have not looked back since. First down and 15 at the 46-yard line. Clock winding with 6:17 remaining in the third quarter.
Red one.
Under center. Balestrini right side now to Herring. Herring at the 40-yard line. And, man, did he get decked. Oh, man, that was a big-time stick there after he got stood up. And I think it was number 81, Peyton Purcell.
I don't know if he knows where he's at.
I'll tell you what, he
got
up
slow and he started back to the Southern Columbia huddle.
He definitely took a shot. It'll be a gain of 7, second down and 8. Coming out to the near side for the Braves.
Red 9.
Coming out to the near side for the Braves, Young Allen. Under center is going to be Balestrini. Long count. Balestrini hands it off now to Herring. Herring will spin down, get around to the 30. First down, down to the 25, down to the 22-yard line.
Again, they're running the belly to that spread formation, and they're getting some yardage.
They'll spot him at the 25-yard line. It'll be a gain of 15 and a first down. And that has been a rare first down for Shikellamy. However, that might be their first couple of first downs of the game.
Oh, absolutely.
First couple of positive yards for the game, even though it does come against the Southern Columbia second team.
Okay, a wing right.
Balestrini under center. And he will hand the ball off to Mercado. Mercado will find some room up the middle. Flag is going to fly. And he'll get to about the 20-yard line, but it's all coming back because of the flag at the 25.
That was a hold, definitely.
Now they stop the clock with 5:01 to go because of the penalty. And they'll talk this one over a little bit. And here comes our official with the call. Personal foul.
Ooh,
against Shikellamy. So that one becomes a 15-yard penalty instead of a 10-yard holding penalty. And it wasn't a dead ball foul either. So it was a personal foul during the play. So they march that one off from the spot of the foul? Okay. No, they must have marked that one off from the run. That puts it back 15 yards. So it'll be third down and...
That's an unusual call. Usually a personal foul is a dead
ball. It's usually dead ball, but it was not. So they had to mark it off from the original spot, which was about the 20-yard line. That moves it back to the Shikellamy 33.
Okay, we got a wing left.
Balestrini under center once again. Almost jumping off sides of Southern Columbia. Here comes Mercado left side. Has some running room down to the 20, 15, 10, 5. And he is into the end zone. Touchdown, Shikellamy. And the Braves are on the board with a touchdown from Ulysses Mercado. His second touchdown of the season.
That was definitely 9:29 because I saw both guards pull. And got a good seal and a good kick out and a nice lane to run right into the end zone.
So Mercado gets his first touchdown of the season, and the Braves get a crooked number on the board. And coming in now is Gittens. He's 6-for-8 coming into tonight in extra point attempts. A hold will be on the hand of Balestrini. Snaps high, sets down, the kick is up, and it is good. So with 4:30 to go here in the third quarter of play, Shikellamy gets on the board, but still trailing 55-7. Taking a look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard. Bloomsburg and Hughesville are tied at 14 in the second. Also late in the second, Muncie now up 22-0 on CMVT. Troy 17, Montgomery 14 in the second. At the half, Mount Carmel leading South Williamsport 42-0. Montoursville 28, Mifflinburg 7 in the third. Pine Grove 14, Line Mountain 8 also in the third. And updating you on our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. It is Danville leading Shamokin 26-7 at the half. Blaze Alexander Ford, where it's worth the drive to Route 45. Eagles had the game last night and a big win over the Giants, so they're off tonight, but they will be back at the link next Sunday, the 21st, to host Carolina. Pregame starts next Sunday at noon. Kickoff with Maryland Mike at 1 on Eagle 107. End-over-end kick taken at about the 15-yard line. Coming up the middle of the field is Davis. Davis will now come to the sidelines to the 30, 35 to the 40. Almost has it stripped out of his hands, and a flag I thought flew there late. Maybe not. Fitzgerald makes the play, and I guess that was not a flag. I thought I saw one coming in, but yellow pants and yellow flag, well, gold pants, but they kind of look like a faded flag at times.
Yes, they do. I don't particularly like that gold, that faded gold that they wear. It's kind of like mustard that's been sitting out in the sun for a few hours.
It's not as bad as the Steelers' old throwbacks, the gray poupon pants.
Yeah.
Those are bad. These are not nearly as bad as that. Ball at the 42-yard line, 4:06 to go third quarter. Southern Columbia leading at 55-7.
Okay, they got a double wing now.
Under center, and the handoff left side. Zito will hand it off now to Heim, who will reach to the 45-yard line and come up with a couple of yards. That'll bring up second down and about 8. Clock continuing to wind, 3:40 to go here in the third quarter. With Southern Columbia leading at 55-7. Crowd has stayed pretty steady, actually, tonight. Concession stands doing a little bit of business. I'm sure hot chocolate and coffee are big tonight for the first time all year.
Wing right.
Here's the handoff coming to the near side. Not a whole lot of running room there, as carrying the ball that time is Gedman.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I'm going to correct that. That was McCormick.
Somebody down for
and
six.
And there is a Shikellamy player down.
That's the first one all year, or all night, rather.
And that's Ulysses Mercado, Coach. That would be a huge loss if they are not able to get him ready to go next week. He has been a big part of this defense, and, of course, he just scored that last touchdown for the Braves. At least I believe it looked like number 3 there. Bingaman out there along with Munoz. Now Coach Todd Tilford will come out. And Jermaine Herring.
He's up.
Around there too. And he does get up with a little bit of help. It is Mercado. He will walk off under his own power, but a little bit slowly.
We should have picked that out right away. He's got those green gloves.
Well, he does have the green gloves, but a couple of weeks ago, somebody else in the linebacking corps had the green gloves, too, and it messed me up for a few nights. But I don't see them tonight except for Mercado's green gloves.
But his officials want to get out of here in a hurry. They didn't even let Southern get back on
the
field.
Nope, wind the clock and ready to roll.
They had her wound.
They've got dinner reservations tonight.
Well,
third down and 7 from the 46-yard line of Southern Columbia.
That's a spread one.
And 9, rather. Zito will take it himself over to the left side. Breaks a couple of tackles. Fumble the football. It is loose, and it's still loose. Shikalabi can't pick it up. It's still bouncing around back in the 35-yard line. And Shikalabi recovers the fumble, I believe.
Yeah, I
saw one official on the far side signal Shikalabi, and it is Shikalabi football. Coming up with the football for the Braves looked like it was Braden Long. That is the first turnover of the game for the Braves. Second turnover of the game overall.
Yeah, it's been a pretty mistake-free game from that viewpoint. Just the one interception and the one fumble now.
So it'll be first down and 10. And Southern Columbia, I believe, was at plus two, will remain there now.
That's it, 1-1.
We'll go back to plus two. And do we have a change at quarterback here for the Braves? It appears as though it's Braden Workman back at quarterback now for the Braves.
12, yep.
They'll hand the ball off to the near side and looking for a little bit of running room there is Long. Long, I believe, with his first carry of the varsity year, and a late flag comes in.
9:29.
Did Shikalabi have too many players on the field
that
time?
I don't know. It's either that or a dead ball, personal foul.
So it is Braden Workman at quarterback, the 5'11", 155 freshman, one of seven this year.
Personal.
No interceptions, and it is a personal foul against the Braves on a dead ball. That'll be the second one of the game. That'll march it back 15 yards. Inside the 40 now to the Southern Columbia 49, 50. Shikalabi 49. It was like watching Cliffhanger on The Price is Right. I couldn't wait for him. Didn't know when he was going to stop walking up the hill.
That was the sweep. I didn't see what happened, but there wasn't any argument.
Nope.
They just walk back.
Ball at the 49-yard line of Shikalabi. First down and 25. Workman now under center.
Wing right.
And he'll lose the ball. He'll pick it back up. He'll roll out, and he will be ripped down for a sack at the 40-yard line, dropped by Peyton Purcell. Or Purcell, I believe. Sorry.
That's the first commandment of the quarterback, and he found out, thou shalt not drop the ball. He paid the price. He's coming out. He got really rammed into the ground.
Yeah, he's readjusting the helmet a little bit there. A loss of five will bring up second and 30. Clock winding here with a minute six to go. Southern Columbia leading at 55-7.
Okay, we're going to have a wing right.
Cade Almond, the sophomore, to the near side. Workman under center. He will give it on the counter, and no running room at all for Semko. Semko started to stutter step a little bit, and you can't stall against Southern Columbia because they will be back there quickly, and it'll be a loss on the play of five to the 30, make that the, 36-yard line.
Even their second unit here is quick and flies around.
They have some quicks.
Okay, we got a wing left, split and right.
Trey Wallace looks like to the far side of the field. Workman now lost the ball again. He'll hop back on it at the 32-yard line, and that's where we'll end the third quarter of play. It'll be fourth and yikes coming up for the Braves when we return. At the end of the third, it is Southern Columbia 55, Shikalabi 7. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
When I lived in Philly.
When I was in D.C.
Down in Harrisburg.
When I was in New York.
We know, you had a great coffee shop you hung out at. Now, so does downtown Sunbury, Little Addie's Cafe. Little Addie's has free Wi-Fi, specialty coffees, fresh-made smoothies, and homemade breakfast and lunches. Stop by this weekend or any day from Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make sure to get your loyalty rewards card for even more savings. Upgrade your day. Little Addie's Cafe. LittleAddysCafe.com on Facebook and right next to the Sunbury Market House.
Attention homeowners, did you know you can help keep your appliances working efficiently? The appliance experts at Peters do. If you're not vacuuming under and behind your refrigerator at least twice a year, you're robbing your refrigerator's ability to run efficiently as it can. What's worse, if left undone, your refrigerator can overheat, causing failure. That's because your refrigerator relies on proper air circulation to dissipate heat energy being removed from inside. Peters Home Appliance Center has the answers to all your home appliance needs. They've been helping appliance shoppers over 50 years. Peters Home Appliance Center, Market Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Stadium. Kevin Herr, the coach, Nick Horton, the WNL Subaru broadcast booth. WNL Subaru in Northumberland, putting families in safe, reliable vehicles since 1972. Braves back in to punt, and it'll be, let's see, Gittens to boot the ball away. And he'll get a pretty good one off. On the run at about the 37-yard line and ripped down at about the 35-yard line was Davis. And a flag on the play.
Face mask.
And we'll await the official making his way down to the 31-yard line. I did not see who made the tackle on that, Coach.
24.
That's 24. That was going to be Gage Wolf, the freshman. And it is going to be a personal foul. Face mask, you are 100% correct, Coach Hort. So they'll march that one 15 yards to the south end zone. Southern Columbia moving in that direction, right to left as we view things here in this final stanza. At the 46-yard line, leading it 55-7. Now we'll see what they do offensively here for Southern Columbia. Remember, they're down a quarterback with Hollenbach not dressed tonight. And it was Cito earlier.
Okay, they got a wing right.
Still seems to be Ronnie out there now. He will hand the ball off. Right side, Gedman. Gedman will find some running room across the 50. Shikellamy territory for a 10-yard gain. Make it a 12-yard gain down to the 43-yard line.
They ran the 121 sweep. Like you said, a 12-yard gain. Nice blocking for a group of young people.
Clock will wind with 11:10 remaining here in the ball game. Don't forget, coming up, you can catch the end of Selins Grove Central Mountain on Eagle 107 and clicking Eagle 107 on the app. And Lewisburg lead, it trails Jersey Shore by 118-17 on 100.9 The Valley. Handoff right side, Heim. Across the 40, stacked up at the 40-yard line and wrestled backwards. Couple of Braves in on the tackle, including Jacob Hernandez.
Just a little isolation play.
And, Coach, I'll give you an update on that. Jersey Shore leads Lewisburg 18-17. That'd be a good game to listen to. Might decide the Heartland Conference. That's on 100.9 The Valley, and click WVLY on your Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Couple of games to listen to as this one will wrap up here rather quickly.
Okay, got his wing left.
Cito under center.
Here comes the guard,
Fulham. And he will come to the near side with the run, and trying to get outside is McCormick. He'll break a couple of tackles. He'll drop down at the 33-yard line. Taken down by Jacob Dressler.
Nice kick out block by the guard. He turned up inside, cut it to the outside, and then was turned back in and still managed to lunge ahead and almost pick up that first down.
Third down and one. Dressler on senior night making a tackle.
That looks like they might measure.
They're going to measure this one?
I think they're just killing time.
I don't think they need to measure this one.
Oh, they got the clock stopped.
They're still looking at it. And it's a first down. Maybe they should measure this one.
Yeah.
I think they might want to measure this one. The officials have signaled first down. Now, Southern Columbia has already broken the line, but yet they didn't move the chain, so it's not a first down. I'm completely confused. So anyway, it's going to be a first down now because Heim just ran across the right side for the first down. Now, the officials signaled first down. They never moved the chains. It doesn't matter. It's a first down now. So,
well, I'll tell you what, if I were the evaluator for the PIAA, those guys would not be in the PIAA playoffs this year.
But that's the judge on the opposite, the official on the opposite side of the field is the one that's in charge of moving the chains. I don't know that he thought it was a first down either. I'll be honest with you, we're at an angle, so it's tough to tell, but it didn't look like a first down. Nevertheless, it doesn't really matter either way.
Okay, we got a wing left.
Just entertaining to chatter about. Zito with a handoff now and falling right at the 30-yard line and just completely losing his feet was Jaden McCormick.
Yeah, that was a little slip there. Good thing he did. There was a nice hole to run in.
He gets one before the turf monster comes up and makes the tackle. Or would this be the grass monster?
The grass monster.
Yeah, because we're not on turf tonight. Mm-hmm.
Maybe a big worm.
That'd be an awful big worm. It is a little soft out there from the rain we had last night, about an inch and three quarters of rain here in the central Susquehanna Valley.
Wing right.
Under center, the handoff right side, and running room there off the right side there for Nate Kearney. Kearney will across
fumble
the 30,
the ball.
And he gets down to the 25. And I don't know. I think he recovered the fumble.
He did.
And they do get the ball at the 16-yard line, first and 10, with 8:14 to go on the clock winding, 55-7 Southern Columbia.
Okay, we got a wing right.
Zito under center once again, double running backs behind him, and the handoff goes to the dive back. It's Heim. Heim spins his way across the 10, down to about the 5-yard line.
Again, this little isolation play. One back leads, give it to the back coming behind him. Runs it inside, going to be goal, go.
Yep, it's good enough for a gain of 11 and a first down at the 5-yard line. First and goal at the 5. Don't forget, coming up next week, Shikellamy will be traveling to Shamokin. Shamokin trailing Danville at the last check, 26-7. Here's the handoff, Heim. Heim on the right side. Heim will race into the end zone for the touchdown. Braden Heim with his third touchdown of the season, a 5-yard touchdown run with 7:15 remaining here in the ball game, and it's 61-7 Southern Columbia. And coach, I believe with this extra point, it might be in the 20 some years we've been doing this, this might be the most points we've seen a Shikellamy team give up. I don't remember seeing a six up on that board.
It may be since I've been around here.
And the extra point is good, and that makes it 62-7 with 7:15 remaining here in this game.
As I remember, I think this might be in all the years I've been around here the most points have been put up on Shikellamy. I could be wrong.
Yeah, but, I'm not 100%
but
either.
I'm not 100%, but I don't remember any 60s either.
Yeah, I couldn't remember a number above 60 on the board. But
of course, a lot of numbers like that you don't want to remember.
Well, a lot of numbers like that have been erased from memories. You're absolutely right.
Todd tonight will not sleep well.
Now, and this is one of those games that do you even bother Monday looking at the film?
Well, it's up to the coaching staff, but a lot of times you don't want to because it's just so much negativity in it that it can really, really deflate the team.
We'll take a quick look at the Blaze Alexander Buick Cadillac GMC truck out-of-town scoreboard here in a moment. But first, the kickoff. And the kick coming from Dunkelberger. End-over-end kick taken at the... let's say the 14-yard line. Coming up the near side, Young Allen to the 25, to the 30, bounced around a little bit. And Young Allen will come out to the...
When does Young Allen become old Allen?
Well, not until he changes his name. He will get to the 34-yard line, and that's where Shikellamy will take over. Muncy leading CMVT 29-6 in the third quarter. Central Columbia shutting out Warrior Run 42-0. It is Sealands Grove 33, Central Mountain 6. That game is in the third quarter as well. Jersey Shore 18, Lewisburg 17 in the third. If you'd like to listen to that, it's on 100.9 The Valley. You can catch that after this game. Workman in at quarterback. He will hand the ball off left side. Running room there across the 35, down to the 40-yard line. Tackled there at the 40-yard line by Gedman. And I'm trying to see who that was that ran that one. Looks like 27. That is going to be Colton Simcoe. And in our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week, the last update we have is Danville 26, Shamokin 7. We're going to try and check on that one for you and see if we can get you an update.
Wing left. There's the waggle.
Over to the near side, firing it over and incomplete. That's, well over the head of Brubaker.
That's the first time I could say the waggle tonight, Kev.
Do you feel better now?
I feel better.
Well, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Shikellamy Braves football.
Shikellamy Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury and online or on your mobile device at WKOK.com.
Wing left.
And here's the handoff over to the left side. Ooh. A little bit of running room there for Simcoe, but not a whole lot as he gets across the 40-yard line. And now stuck at the 42-yard line. Fourth down and one.
The Braves are going to have to go for it. You know, you got nothing to lose. 5:33, you're down 62-7, 5:33 to go in the game. They're going for it.
Fourth down and one.
And it's going to be a wing left.
Under center is Workman. Oh, oh, it's going to be a snap backwards. And it's going to go into the hands of Wolf. Wolf loses the ball. Southern Columbia will pick up the ball at the 47-yard line of Shikellamy. And recovering the ball for the Tigers will be Andrew Rarick.
The center snapped the ball before the snap was called for, and he snapped it low back between the legs of the quarterback all the way back beyond the running back.
It was almost like it was a shotgun snap.
It was back far enough that the back could go back and pick it up and try to advance it forward, but then he fumbled it back to Southern Columbia.
Here's an update on our Blaze Alexander Ford tough game of the week. Danville leading Shamokin now 26-14 in the third quarter.
Okay, we're going to have a wing right.
Under center now, it's Zeta once again. He will hand it off right side. Running room there for number 42. That is going to be Nate Kearney.
Again, that's the old-fashioned guard trap.
Guard pulls,
traps the opposite first lineman in the line of scrimmage.
4 yards for Kearney as the flashing lights on the Southern Columbia bus, the strobe lights, start turning on. I'll be honest with you, it's kind of distracting, but Southern is headed in that direction right now, so only they would be distracted by that. Second down and six, 3:33 to go, 62-7. Southern Columbia leading. Here's the handoff, Heim once again. Heim will get the first down and will be stopped short of the 35-yard line to the 36. Actually, they'll move him back to the 37.
Third down and one.
And he will not have enough for the first down after they move the ball backwards again.
Third down and about a half a yard.
And again, a little more time taken here by Zito, the 5'9", 160-pound junior quarterback. Came into tonight's game without throwing the ball. Did have 2 carries for 11 yards.
Wing right.
He will be under center once again on this third and one play. Handoff is enough for the first down and running down free for a little bit. Now is Gedman. Gedman still on his feet across the 25, down to the 21-yard line. Gedman may actually, where's Gedman at with yardage? He's got to be close to about 50, 60 yards now. Clock winding with 2:25 remaining and a 62-7 lead for Southern Columbia. Don't forget, lots of great games still going on in the third quarter. At last check, Jersey Shore led Lewisburg 18-17 on 100.9 The Valley. Zito again hands it off and running with some room over to the left side. Appeared to be either Gedman or McCormick. and it was neither one. It was actually 42, which was Kearney.
They're tearing them a new one now, right up the middle.
First down, down to the 10-yard line with a minute 50 to go here in the ball game. Clock continuing to wind, and Southern Columbia will let the clock wind down as the play clock is down to 10, and they get the play into the huddle with a minute 38. They're going to have six on the play clock. They're going to have to hurry up. Four. Under center is Zeno with two. One just gets it off. Handoff right side. Rushing down to the right is Gedman. Gedman trying to get pushed into the end zone.
Close.
And he will be
about a half yard short.
It appears to be. It is a touchdown. Nobody signaled it, but it's a touchdown. Unless it was the guy down here in the far corner. I looked and saw three officials and nobody signaled touchdown. Must have been the one down in the corner that I couldn't see. So the extra point will make it 69 points on the board. Snap, high, set, down, kick is up, and it is good. 1 minute, 17 seconds to go. It is 69-7 in favor of Southern Columbia.
You know,
and I can tell you, I don't think I've ever seen that many points.
Somebody asked me today if they thought Southern would get 70 points tonight. I said it won't get anywhere near 70. And I thank goodness the kicker missed that extra point, or it would be.
It would be. You're right. That first extra point would have been the difference. So the boot now with a minute 17 to go, and Chickamauga with one more series to go. Southern Columbia, are they around 500 yards total offense right now?
Oh, they got to be.
It's in the ballpark.
They were 365, and these last two drives have been about.
I'm putting Ben Anninger, our statistician, on the spot here. Here's a kick. Hits it about the 20 on a hop. Coming to the near side with it is Long. Long will get to the 25, to the 26. He is tackled there by Ziegler.
Exactly 472.
472.
401,
401
on
the
rush,
ground.
71 pass.
401 on the ground. That's four football fields, Coach.
Absolutely. I'm glad you realize these fields are 100 yards long from goal line to goal line. Do you know how long they are when you put in the end zones?
140?
120.
Well, you're only counting one end zone.
I said no, they're 10 yards each.
Oh, all right, they're 10 yards each. You're right. I'm thinking Canadian football. Here's the handoff. Coming to the near side to the 30, pushing the pile to the 34-yard line or 33-yard line for Chickamauga is going to be Semko. And they'll probably get one more playoff before this game will come to a conclusion. And it'll be second down and five after the five-yard gain. That'll bring Workman under center.
Oh,
and he will lose
again.
The ball, but it will go right back into the hands of one of the running backs who lost it as well. Recovered by Southern Columbia. He's dragging tacklers down to the 15-yard line, and the recovery is by Nick Miner, the sophomore. But that will stop the clock with the change of possession. And now they'll restart the clock and run it out. Southern Columbia will extend their winning streak with a convincing 69-7 win over the Chickamauga Braves. We'll have the postgame wrap when we return. You're listening to Braves Football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.
Score big. Let Service First Federal Credit Union help you tackle your personal finances. Their team is eager to help you reach your goals. Are you looking to build wealth, plan for retirement, maybe pay down debt, or simply kick off some projects around your home? Well, they can help you get ready for the financial game. Schedule a financial checkup today. A specialist will review your credit history and create a game plan to help you get and keep your finances in shape. Visit serviceone.org to learn more. At Service First, we're friends you can bank on. This credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal housing lender.
See the newly redesigned 2019 Forester and Forester Sport at WNL Subaru.
These vehicles are pet approved and are ready to handle more. With a smoother ride, larger interior, and more safety options to keep you and your family traveling with confidence.
See for yourself on Saturday, October 20th from 10 to 4 during the Forester launch event. Snuggle with some furry friends that are up for adoption. Plus, enjoy refreshments while you check out the all-new 2019 Subaru Forester.
Details at WNL Subaru on Route 11 in Northumberland. Online at WNLSubaru.com.
We all have a path in life. Some play on the field. Others prefer jogging along the riverfront or being a weekend warrior. Wherever your path takes you, we will keep you on it. At UPMC Susquehanna, our top-rated orthopedic team, sports medicine specialists, and rehabilitation professionals are the team behind the team. Call 570-321-2020.
Hi, Corey Brown here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC Truck in Sunbury. Shop no more. We have exactly what you're looking for. Cars, trucks, SUVs, new and used. We have the lowest prices guaranteed. If you're worried about your credit, worry no more. We have 99% approval. That's right, 99% approval. Only right here, Blaze Alexander, Buick Cadillac, GMC, 800 Market Street, Sunbury. Check us out on Facebook or find us online at blazealexandersunbury.com. Taking the deals the other guys won't.
Welcome back to Shikellamy Stadium here on Senior Night. And, boy, it was not a senior night to remember for the Braves. Southern Columbia jumps out with two short fields right away and races out to a 69-7 victory over the Shikellamy Braves. The only highlight for the Braves, Ulysses Mercado, with 4 minutes 30 seconds to go in a clock-running third quarter, got the Braves on the board with a 33-yard touchdown run. It becomes Mercado's second touchdown of the season. And the Braves only score, once again, 69-7, as Southern Columbia had touchdowns from Garcia, Roan Armel, Fleming with two touchdown receptions, one of 15, one of 25, a pick six by Lynn. It was just, and then some of the younger players got into the action and got a couple of touchdowns as well. With under six to go in our Blaze Alexander Ford Tough Game of the Week, it is Danville 40 and Shamokin 14. And as we turn our eyes ahead to that game, you know, that was a game that you and I both said before we went on the air that we wanted to see just how good Shamokin is. Are they really bouncing back and making that change? Because even though Selins Grove, and I'm not taking anything away from Selins Grove, they are not the Selins Grove of past years. We felt that Danville was a much quicker team than Selins Grove, and they would have a tougher matchup, and it appears that may be the case.
Yeah, they have so many weapons that you just can't zero in on one or two guys. Danville's got three or four big play people, just like Southern does here. And Southern hasn't played Danville yet this year, but they will in the next 2 weeks, right?
They used to be on the schedule, and I'll be honest with you, I don't know off the top of my head.
I think.
They used to be on the schedule every year.
The point I'm trying to make is Southern has four or five people that can hurt you at any time from any place in the field, and Danville's basically the same way. And that was going to be a big test for Shamokin tonight, but it's going to really be a big test for the Braves now to see if they can rebound from this 69-7 shellacking and go into Kent Memorial Stadium next week and put up any kind of a fight against the Shamokin Indians.
And quickly taking a look at that, to answer that question, Coach, they do. They have Southern Columbia the end of the season.
Yeah, I think it was
on the
26th.
Yeah, and that game, I believe that will be at Danville. And of course, Danville hosts Selins Grove next week, a game you'll be able to hear on Eagle 107 with Pat O'Brien and Ryan Brandt, Zach Showers. Again, that's on Eagle 107, and that'll be an interesting matchup to just see how those two match up there with the speed of Danville and how Selins Grove's able to handle it. But right now, Selins Grove with a big lead over Shamokin, 40 now to 14. Running down some of the other scores that we have on the scoreboard here tonight that you can catch at WKOK.com as we do a quick refresh here before we wrap things up. Jersey Shore leads Lewisburg 18-17 in the fourth. That game on 100.9 The Valley. You can also click on WVLY on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Bloomsburg and Hughesville tied at 14 in the third at last check. Muncie is leading CMVT 50-6 in the fourth quarter. That an important game for Shikellamy if they want to get the four seed in district playoffs. And yes, I know how strange that sounds with a team with one win, but that's just the way things are.
Well, there's only five teams,
and somebody's going to be without a dance partner.
Right. Well, the Braves definitely have the strength of schedule in their favor, and you know, every game that they see Columbia Montour drops just makes it that much better for us.
Central Columbia in the fourth quarter with a 49-0 lead over Warrior Run. Midwest leading 13-10 over Athens in the fourth quarter. Athens jumped out to an early lead there. Midwest could find themselves now, depending on how the points go, could be the number one, or could be the number one, number two seed here very soon.
That just makes them golden.
Loyal Sock now coming from behind and leading Milton 17-7. That in the third quarter. And now Danville with a pick six has made it 47-14 over Shamokin now. That game in the fourth quarter. Also in the fourth quarter, Troy 24, Montgomery 14. Last check, Mount Carmel was handling South Williamsport 42-7. Montoursville 35, Mifflinburg 13 in the fourth. Tri-Valley leading Newport 27-8 late third. Line Mountain 22, Pine Grove 20 in the fourth. That's a good game right there. Upper Dauphin 44, Williams Valley 18 in the third. Berwick was having no trouble with Crestwood at last check. We had a halftime score there, 33-0, and Halifax leading Juniata 13-6 that game in the third as well. We're awaiting some of the final numbers here in this game, and we'll run those to you just as soon as we get the update. And here comes the update now, as a matter of fact. Shikellamy really struggled running the ball tonight. Balestrini with three carries for minus 6 yards. Mercado with four carries, 0 yards. Bingaman, one carry for 2 yards. The team carried the ball actually 17 times for minus 4 yards. Balestrini 0 for 7 with an interception. Unofficially, Shikellamy with 0 yards, actually minus 4 yards offense unofficially. Taking a look at some of the numbers for Southern Columbia, they had rushers all over the place. Garcia with 10 carries. These might be the halftime. Oh, I'm sorry. Here are the final numbers. Sorry about that. Herring, 12 carries for 29 yards. Mercado with 5 carries for 33 yards. A couple of spursed in carries there as well from other players. Gave 30 carries, 54 yards on the ground, and a touchdown. That, of course, going to Mercado. For the passing stats, Shikellamy did not complete a pass tonight. Balestrini 0 of 7 with a pick. Wertman 0 for 1, making Shikellamy 0-8-1 as a team. One fumble recovery for Longs, 6 penalties for 55 yards, only 54 yards offense for the Braves. Southern Columbia pumps in 472 yards, 100-yard rushing by both Garcias. Both Garcias with 2 touchdowns apiece. Rhode Armel with a touchdown on 5 carries for 38. Hine with 9 carries, 39 yards and a touchdown. Gedman, 5 carries, 38 yards and a touchdown. 44 carries, 401, 7 touchdowns for Southern Columbia. Zachman, 4 of 6, 71 yards, 2 touchdowns passing, both of those to Fleming. He had 3 catches overall, 58 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Garcia with a grab for 13. And let's face it, and let's call it the way it is, it was a dominating performance by a very impressive Southern Columbia team and a very quick Southern Columbia team.
Yeah, it was all over before it really started. In the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game, they had 3 quick scores. The Braves were on their heels the rest of the night. Southern Columbia took over and played like a true championship team.
And that Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game happened with 4:19 to go in the fourth, in the first quarter. Shikellamy trailing at 20-0 was still a little bit of hope, even though they haven't really moved the ball. But it was a screen pass that got blown up in the backfield, and Lynn came in with a 16-yard pick six. And that became our Shamokin Dam Health Center backbreaker play of the game, making it 27-0 in the first quarter. It hadn't even ended yet. Shamokin Dam Health Center, and Workplace Injury Institute, offering medical care, chiropractic care, rehabilitation, and more. Call 570-743-4333 for an appointment. Okay, this game's over. Done. Put it in the history books, move on. You've got two games to go, both of which are going to be really important as to where you find yourself come in November. If you're in the game or if you're watching the games in November, and that's the game with Shamokin next week at Kent Memorial Stadium and then one with Milton. What can you get out of this Shamokin team? It has been up and down so far in the second half of the year. What do you get out of it?
Well, you know, they're playing a really good Danville team who's been getting better all year. So, you know, they're going to have the same problem next week as Shakelumi's going to have next week. They got pounded tonight by Danville. Maybe not quite as bad, but it was a bad defeat for them. And Shakelumi has this bad defeat. So you got two teams with bad defeats that need to win the game next week to try to solidify their place in the playoffs. So, you know, it depends how the kids react. If you're high school kids, you don't know what's going to happen. All you can do is get together and pool and say, come on, let's go. Do you want to play an extra week or two, or do you just want to go home? And ultimately, it's up to the kids.
And Coach, I know this has not been a great year for Shakelumi, but let's be honest, the District 4 Quad A is not what it usually is. They usually have two top teams and then everybody else fighting it out. Right now, you've got five teams and they're all fighting it out right now. You've got a couple of teams that might be a little bit better, but not a whole lot. There's not a big gap. This District 4 tournament is up for grabs, Coach.
Well, you're going to look at it. I don't think a team in the District 4 Quad A is going to have a winning record.
It's very possible.
You know,
500 might be the best.
Yeah, it could be the best team might be 4-6.
Well, I was going to say, and the other side of it is the best thing you can hope for is maybe if Midwest gets on it, maybe a 5-4 because they play nine games along with Columbia Montour Votech. They have a nine game schedule, so. You know, again, this is a wide open district tournament. If you get on a roll at the right time, everything could click and your season all of a sudden changes drastically.
Well, this week there should be some rankings out there. Should be some.
Oh, there's been all week, all year.
I haven't seen any in the paper yet. That's what I'm talking
about. They've been there too.
Oh, I haven't even noticed them. But I'll have to pay more attention.
Well, that'll be a first.
But you know, it's you don't really have to pay a whole lot of attention because there's only five teams and four are going to make it. You know,
that's right.
So you know, usually if at this point in the year, if Shakelumi were 4-4, let's say, you'd almost be guaranteed you're going to be a second or a third seed, and that's not the way it is because we don't have a Sealands Grove going 10-0, or you don't have anybody anywhere near that.
Well, I know you're excited to make the trip to Shamokin next week. Only because of Rick Cashner's wife, the athletic director there, who does a great job of feeding us at that game. So she has some great food at that game. And, of course, the concession stand has some great food, too, including soupies and soupy dogs and a whole lot of halushki. You can get a lot of good stuff there. So if you're not going to make the trip down on Route 61 to Shamokin and Kent Memorial Stadium, we invite you to join us on WKOK and on WKOK.com. Once again, our final score, it was Southern Columbia 69, Shakelumi 7. Southern Columbia will improve to 8-0 overall, while the Braves fall to 1-7 and will be next in action on the road at Kent Memorial Stadium in Shamokin. We'll have the pregame for you at 6:30, kickoff at 7 on News Radio 1070 WKOK and online with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. Don't forget tomorrow afternoon, the Penn State Nittany Lions will host Michigan State. Tailgate show at 2, kickoff at 3:30 with Steve, Jack, Roger, and Derek Williams. That's on News Radio 1070 WKOK, WKOK.com, and once again on the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app. For the coach, Dick Hort, Gian Fabian, and our studio producer, I'm Kevin Herr. Don't forget to join me tomorrow from New Jersey. Doug Birdsong and myself on the road at Monmouth with the Bucknell Bison. Pregame at 12:30, kickoff at 1 on Eagle 107. Shakelumi Braves football is a WKOK Sports presentation.
Thanks for listening to Shakelumi Braves football on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. We now join CBS Sports Radio, already in progress.